We're going to continue with today's Mac Football Coaches Media Conference call, and we're pleased to welcome to today's call Bowling Green Falcons head coach Scott Loeffler. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Hey, Ken. Coach is coming. He just had to step out 1 second.
Very good. Appreciate it, Jason, again, for Coach Loeffler coming off and his gold and Bowling Green Falcons coming off 35-7 setback against Louisiana Tech. And Bowling Green will be on the road this coming Saturday at Kent State, that game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN3.
Sorry about that, guys.
No problem. Coach Loeffler, thank you for joining us, and certainly after getting back to the office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Falcons in Saturday's setback against Louisiana Tech.
I thought defensively we made some strides. I thought they played well throughout three quarters. Special teams-wise, I think we made some improvements. And then obviously the downfall was offensively, we didn't play to our capabilities. There was several missed opportunities left on the field. After the game, I stated that I thought we left 50 points on the field. When you evaluated the tape, there was about 9 touchdowns that we left on the field, and we just didn't make plays when they presented themselves.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. To the challenges offensively, what are some things you can turn those offensive points into actual points?
Well, it was a collaboration of errors. Whenever we had perfect protection and the throw was correct, we dropped the football. When we had guys wide open and the protection was correct, we missed the throw. And then we had several open wide receivers to make the plays, and then our protection broke down. So it was not in just one area. It was in a lot of areas. And, you know, as a staff and as offensive players, we need to do a better job during the week. With competitive excellence, we need to make sure that we're making those plays during the week so it translates over to Saturdays.
Talk about the success you did have defensively. What were some of the positives you could take out of the Week 3 performance and then have that continue to grow into Week 4 as you head into league play?
Well, they gave up 120 yards on the ground, and I thought we had one explosion play of a 75-yard run. So if you eliminate that explosion play, you know, they're rushing for 40 yards, and that's our plan to win is that you got to play great defense and stop the run. And besides that 75-yard explosion play, they played really well against the run. They kept us in the game the whole way. They gave us great field position. And the fact of the matter is that we just we did not get it done offensively. And that's the moral of the story is there was so many plays to be made, and we just didn't make them. No excuses. It starts with me, and we need to start making those plays.
Offensively, the running game, just talk about, obviously, the combination of your runners and rushing for 119 yards in that contest with the one score. Specifically from the running game, what do you want to see improvement against Kent State?
Well, we need to start running the ball better, period. We ran the ball 50 times. We want to be able to run the ball, and that, you know, obviously that makes life a lot easier and stays in third and manageable rather than third and longs. And, you know, consistency. There was times that you saw great holes and great push by the offensive line and our tight ends, and there was times that you didn't. So it's just it's 100% being consistent. And again, our challenge right now is to teach our team right now that to be successful, you got to be successful Monday through Friday, and those generally will translate over into Saturday with a better performance.
Looking ahead to next Saturday with a road game at Kent State, when you look at film of the Golden Flashes, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, offensively, the head coach was at Syracuse. They've got a great system. They play fast. They have the ability to run and throw it. They've recruited some very good players on the perimeter, in my opinion. They're big-bodied guys that always present challenges with deep balls. And then, obviously, on defense, whenever you watch them, they're an odd team, and I think they play really, really hard. I think their safeties are great tacklers, and they play relentless, and it's fun to watch them. They play really hard. They've had some really tough games that they played against with top-notch competition, and they competed really hard.
When you evaluate an opponent and you see them consistently playing some of that top-notch competition, is that harder to evaluate, or is it easier?
Well, I think you always watch and see the team's mentality whenever they're playing opponents that are better than them, and it was really impressive to watch on both sides of the ball. There was no quit in any of the units. They play really hard. They try to play together. You can see that they've created some type of team philosophy over there. So I was impressed with their effort and their ability to not quit when very tough situations.
When facing potentially two quarterbacks, how much of a challenge is that for you in a prep leading into a game week?
It's always a challenge. Two different guys with two different skill sets. It's always a difficult process to defend.
For you and your Falcons and the mentality of heading into a league game, talk about what this transition is going to help you with facing a familiar opponent across the field.
Well, it's a matchup game, which is great. It's going to be exciting to be our first league game. They have done a great job recruiting, I think, over this last 2 years. They present challenges because of their toughness. We got to go in with our A game, and we got to practice really, really well to give ourselves a chance on Saturday.
How have your Falcons responded since Saturday? Was there a team meeting yesterday? Was there, a walkthrough yesterday? What was the response back from your Falcons after Saturday's performance?
Well, I think after the game, we made an impact in terms of the message all week long last week was that we got to practice better, we got to prepare better, we got to play the game during the week, and we didn't on offense. I thought defensively we made strides in those areas, special teams-wise we made strides, but we did not offensively. And every offensive kid, our team realized after that game that they said to me that there was 50 points left on the field. Well, there was really 63 points left on the field. And I think after evaluating the tape, it was a wake-up call to understand how important your preparation and your practices are during the week.
And despite it being a negative, to a degree, I guess it could be a positive because it is missed opportunities as opposed to those opportunities not even existing.
Exactly. That was the wonderful thing to watch the tape. And the kids knew it during the game, though. They knew it during the game. They knew it after the game. And the understanding of competitive excellence during the week's got to occur, so it translates to Saturday. So it was great for the kids to see, where we need to improve and how we need to get there. And it'll be exciting to watch these kids respond on Tuesday.
Well, Scott, I appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Kent State. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you much. For Scott Loeffler and his Bowling Green Falcons, coming off a 35-7 setback against Louisiana Tech, they will be on the road this coming Saturday, September 21st, at Kent State. That game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff and available on ESPN3.